Coming up on the 27th of November, though, is a very special day, and my next guest is central to it. Monday, the 27th of November, is looking to be National Annual Irish Lonely Bouquet Day.
Yep.
And tell me more about it. I'm joined by Pamela Dillon from Absolute Flowers. Pamela, good afternoon to you.
Hello, how are you doing?
Tell me a bit about Lonely Bouquet Day and especially its background, first of all.
It comes, there's an International Lonely Bouquet Day that happens kind of midsummer. Came across it this year and just thought it was a lovely idea altogether. Florists around the world get together and just leave bouquets in different locations for people to find and take them home and mind them and share the joy with them, basically. So we came across that this summer, and the bank holiday weekend just gone, I did a few of them around y'all. I'm sure some of the listeners got them, which they loved, and got in touch with our Irish Florist Forum that I'm admin on, and numerous of discussions and debates and the whole lot, and we came up with the National Irish Lonely Bouquet Day, which is now the 27th of November.
So what was the appeal of it for you? What attracted you to it?
You don't know what's going on in somebody's head every single day of the week, and somebody.
I don't know what's going on in my head most of the time.
I don't know what's in my head any day of the week, so you know, it never works. So the thought of just being able to leave something there for somebody to walk down, and whether they needed it for themselves or for somebody else, and they put a smile on their face and they could just take it and take it home with them, I just thought it was an absolutely brilliant idea.
Did you did this past bank holiday weekend, you
yeah.
said. Did many people pick them up?
They did. We had 10 went out, and every single 10 of them were taken. There was some, there was a lovely one actually I left down by the graveyard, and a lady found it and put it on a grave that doesn't have visitors. Do you know, so that person is still thought of. Do you know, she didn't need them herself, but somebody else did, so she did that. Do you know, I just thought it was lovely.
Do you leave a card with them then to let them know what's actually going on? Because people might go, someone's just left
what's
it.
What's this? Yeah. An awful lot of people actually said, well, we actually thought somebody had passed away there, or there was an accident there. We're like, no, there's a little card on it that just explains they're a lonely bouquet, and please take us home, water us and feed us, and take pictures and send it in, and call into whichever florist did it and let them know where they ended up. So we had all day Tuesday. It was great. There was people just in and out the whole time. Yeah, who had found them.
What did they make of the idea?
Loved it. Absolutely loved it. And like that, I found it was, again, people who were having a bad day who found them, who took them. And there was other people who called him and said, well, we saw it and we read the card, but we were having a great day, so we didn't feel like we needed them, so we left them there for somebody else. Do you know? And people who had seen people find them and the smiles on their faces and stuff, it was amazing. It was really good fun.
That must be great for you as a florist, though. I mean, that must be like the kind of peak of where you want to get to with the work that you do.
But that's it. I mean, we do this work to bring joy to other people, and to help people who are in trouble, and for birthdays and everything else. This is why you become a florist. You don't become a florist because you want to be a millionaire. It's not going to happen yet, you know. But you do this to bring entertainment and joy to somebody. So, I mean, if you can do it by doing a surprise drop, then that's more enjoyment for us.
Now, you mentioned kind of trying to break this national. Now, how many other florists have gotten involved for the 27th?
So far, we reckon the count's about 150 florists.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, no matter where you're going to be on the 27th, you're good chance you're going to stumble across one of these lonely bouquets. They're in Dublin and Galway and Sligo and Cork and Kerry and Waterford. You name it, we've gotten florists involved in it. Do you know? So, I mean, keep your eyes peeled. They will be there.
So, how many will you be putting out on the 27th?
We're going to scatter them throughout the day. So there's going to be numbers.
Really?
Yeah, we're going to start somewhere around 7 o'clock in the morning. There'll be a few of them go out. And then throughout a day, if you keep an eye on our Facebook page and our Instagram and Twitter and stuff like that, you will see them appearing as they go on. And I've been told you're going to post the pictures here as well.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, we're going to do them random drops, random times, but there'll be little snaps of pictures where you can go hunting for them. So all day long.
And is this all you now that is going to be doing this?
Yeah. Well, it's open to any florist, and the more florists involved, the better. I mean, let's get this going. We have so many florists in Ireland, like, why not do it for one day? So we're doing it here. Eileen in Castle Martyr is doing it. Yvonne's in Middleton is doing it. There's about 5 in Cork City that I know of that are doing it. You know, I mean, you're going to find these everywhere. It's going to be great.
What will people find in the bouquet? What's a good lonely bouquet?
Oh, there's going to be a mix. So, I mean, we're going to have the likes of lilies, of roses, alstroemeria, carnations, crisants, gyp, anything that you would generally find in a standard bouquet when you come in to buy one, you're going to find in these.
Right.
Do you know?
Are there particularly like cheerful flowers? Like, are there particularly like pick-me-up flowers? Which flowers would kind of raise the spirits?
Oh, gerbera, carnation, something bright. I mean, let's say if we're going to do this, let's make it bright. Yellows, oranges, everything.
Wow.
So yeah, whatever I have, we're going to be putting them into it and sending them out.
So you're getting underway bright and early on Monday the 27th of November.
We're going to be up and about the place, yeah.
Have you mapped stuff out yet? Are you scouting locations?
I am, and I've roped a few other people in because quite a lot of people in town would know me now and know my deliveries.
7 a.m.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. Oh, we've caught them all in. You have no idea. It's gone military at this stage. But there are, so it's not like I'm going to be doing the first lot of drops in the morning, but because people would know me throughout the day, I've roped a few people in who they wouldn't expect to be delivering flowers, so they're going to come into the shop and they're going to go off as well, and they're going to drop them around the places, so everyone kind of has their own idea. Do you know, and we're not just sticking to y'all as well. I mean, we're looking at going to Clashmore, to Ardmore, do you know, Kinsalebeg. We're going out and about.
Now, I don't want you to give anything away, you know. I don't want to turn into like some kind of Pokemon Go kind of thing where people are going around to the locations. But will these be like public spaces?
Yes.
Or are you going to have a few kind of hidden treasures somewhere?
We'll probably have a few hidden treasures, but mainly public spaces where people will go. But we will be taking photographs of them once they are left there. And then we will post them. So you will be able to have a look and kind of go, all right, well, I'm in this area. Is there anything here? And go look for them.
And that'll be posted to your Facebook?
To my Facebook page mainly, yeah.
And where can people find, what's the address for your Facebook page?
Absolute Flowers.
Just Absolute Flowers.
Just Absolute Flowers, yeah.
There you go. That's exactly what it says on the tin.
That's it. And I know you're going to post them, everyone I put up.
Yeah, we'll definitely
share them. We're
going to
send it on, so, you know, they're going to go hunting for me too, so.
You've got to come back and tell us how it actually turns out.
Oh yeah, definitely.
It would be fantastic.
I'm really excited about this. It's going to be so much fun. It's going to be great.
Pamela, thanks so much for coming in and talking to me, and the best of luck with the early start. Is 7 a.m. an early start for you?
No, not in the flowers business. Okay. And I have two small girls as well, so you know,
right.
They're normally up at like half five, 6 o'clock. So no, we're going well. Seven's a lion at this stage. Yeah.
So we won't find like 10 bouquets outside the school.
Quite possibly. It might be the easiest option.
That'll do.
To be grand.
Best of luck with it on the 27th, and thanks so much for coming in to talk.
Anytime at all.
National Annual Irish Lonely Bouquet Day takes place on Monday the 27th of November. It gets underway very early, so if you're out and about on the 27th, do keep an eye out, and you can find out more at Absolute Flowers Facebook page, which is facebook.com/absoluteflowers.